This is, as you likely know, Jen Verheeren of Cadence Coaching. In this session of the Performance Project, I'm going to teach you about mental rehearsal. Mental rehearsal is a super popular mindset mastery tool. Riders at all levels use it to train both their minds and their bodies for the sport. Mental rehearsal is one of the most practical and powerful tools that I have my riders use. I like to call it mental rehearsal instead of visualization, because it has actually little to do with actually seeing and everything to do with feeling and experiencing. The brain doesn't distinguish between reality and fantasy. This can work for you or against you in the case of mental rehearsal. It gives your imagined experiences the potential to become as impactful as physical experiences. If you go over and over in your mind all the things that could go wrong, or all the things that have gone wrong in the past, that can work against you. If you utilize the positive power of mental rehearsal, then you can give yourself the experience of being in the zone and riding to your potential over and over before it actually occurs. Try this. Get yourself into a relaxed and comfortable position. Close your eyes. Imagine that you're performing whatever it is, a dressage test, a barrel run, a show jumping round, or mounting and training quietly at home. Notice how you feel when you're calm and focused. Notice the sounds. Notice how your horse feels. Notice how your partnership works. What do the reins feel like in your hands? Go step by step through your entire routine, test, or course in real time. Imagine yourself performing with complete relaxation and confidence. Ride every turn, every half halt, and every transition just as you plan to. A 5-minute dressage test should take you a full 5 minutes to get through. Avoid doing mental rehearsal while you're in bed or during times of the day when you'll likely be drowsy, because you won't make it past your first lengthening or your second fence. You can do a short mental rehearsal before a training session or lesson. Again, this is something that you want to gain mastery with daily, not wait until you're at a horse show. Personally, when I'm getting ready for a competition, I do a mental rehearsal of my dressage test just before I go to bed every night for several weeks. I find that when I don't do this, I feel less confident and prepared and more vulnerable to internal stress and forgetting my test. The thing is, though, that this is about much more than just memorizing a dressage test. It's about practicing your performance exactly as you'd like to perform it and giving yourself the experience of doing so. I think mental rehearsal is too often associated with simple, positive self-talk or memorization. These miss the true value in effective mental rehearsal. There's a lot of research that shows that mental rehearsal stimulates the exact same electrical impulses in your brain that physical practice does. Only when you practice mentally, you get to practice it just the way you want. That said, you can also use mental rehearsal to mitigate your what-ifs and practice handling the unexpected stuff. If you're afraid your horse is going to spook or buck, mentally rehearse the spook and the buck. In order to change your emotional reactions to situations, you want to actively evoke the very emotions that you want to change. Envision the stressful situation or experience, and then mentally rehearse managing that stressful situation with your desired equanimity and focus. Basically, practice shifting yourself from the fear cycle into the power cycle while you're imagining a stressful situation, like a show or a trail ride or a clinic or standing on the mounting block. By doing this, you can radically shift the way you respond to the stressful scenario when it actually occurs. I have my clients who are dealing with a lot of mental what-ifs include these spooks or stops or errant golf carts or whatever it is in their mental rehearsal. You can practice performing perfectly in the perfect scenario, and you can practice performing optimally and effectively in a more realistic, not so perfect scenario. There's an aspect of desensitization in mental rehearsal. In order to become desensitized to a stressor, let's say a huge snake, a person will not simply imagine themselves getting close to the snake over and over. They will imagine themselves getting close to the snake and handling the experience differently. They'll mentally practice coping strategies that they'll eventually use when they come face to face with the real deal. This preparation enables them to create a new neural and to create new neural and mental pathways, connecting an actual life experience with a new emotional response. An example of this for our purposes would be imagining yourself at a show, if that's a stressor for you, and repeatedly using measured breathing, your mantra, or any other of your mindset mastery tools to recondition your emotional and physiological response in that situation. Mental rehearsal is applicable in a variety of scenarios, not limited to writing. You can use it to reprogram procrastination, frustration, negative self-talk, and almost any situation you want to change your response to. You can learn to vividly evoke these experiences, reframe the situation, shift your emotional response, and rehearse your desired behaviors. When you do this over and over, you create new positive habit patterns. Without mental rehearsal, you will be more likely to remain stuck in old patterns. Without intentional and thoughtful intervention, we will almost always gravitate to our usual ways of thinking, feeling, and acting. Think about it. All great types of performance require rehearsal. If you want to shift from the fear cycle to the power cycle, it will require rehearsal as well. I invite you to give it a try and you set yourself up for success in all areas of your life using mental rehearsal. Have fun.